Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Grandpa Munster in the studio this morning.
Yeah, how are you?
Now, are you living in New York now, Grandpa Munster?
Yeah, I live in New York.
Now, how old are you now, Grandpa Munster?
Well, I'm not old. I'm young. You're old. You're past your prime. That's why you're here in Tampa.
Wow.
That's right.
I got a promo getting cut on me from Grandpa Munster.
Yeah.
How young are you, Grandpa? Let me guess. 85?
I was 90 in April.
Wow.
Wow, that's exactly what that young girl said at the motel. That's right. Wow.
Now, are you still, at 90 years old, Grandpa, are you still getting ass? Are you still banging groupies and stuff like that?
I don't bang no groupies. I'm very selective. You get what's left over. What are you talking about, man? When was the last time you looked in a full-length mirror? Now you know why you ain't getting it. I can't believe this. A guy's come on like that. He ain't got nothing in the front, nothing in the back, and he's coming on like a diesel train. Man.
Do you watch pro football at all?
Yeah. Tampa had a good game.
That guy plays for the Buccaneers. That's Dave Moore. Plays for the. He's a tight end for the Buccaneers. Dave Moore, number 83.
If he would stand up, I'd see how tight that end is.
Listen here, old fella.
Yeah. Where did you go to school?
Oh, at the University of Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Who was coaching then?
Mike Godfrey the first 2 years. Paul Hackett the second 2 years.
Yeah. We need somebody to lighten up, Grandpa. He's getting a little stiff on me. Yeah, I'm glad we got Dave Moore to divert the heat.
Let me tell you, if I get stiff on you, that's the only thing that'll be stiff on you, man. I'm telling you.
Do you still drink and party it up with Grandpa?
Does a chicken defecate? What are you talking about?
Now, are you married still? Are you married?
Yeah, sure, man.
Okay. I mean, do you bring your wife along to all these gigs?
Not on this. This is a quick turnover. I flew in last night and I got to fly back tomorrow morning. But when I do a big time show, when I do Man Cow for a week, that's a big time show.
I'll kick Man Cow's ass.
Kick shit, man. You can talk it up big in Tampa Bay.
Okay, Man Cow's heard on how many radio stations? 3?
Wait till I use your name on his show and Howard's show. You'll see how long you're going to be in Tampa Bay. You may be in the second part in the Bay, but you ain't going to be in Tampa.
God, Grandpa, who urinated on your Wheaties today? Yeah, why are you so mean?
Oh, man, come on, man. Don Imus used that 14 years ago, who urinated on your Wheaties. Good Lord. Now I know why you're in Tampa Bay. Good Lord, man.
Now, are you making fun of everybody at Tampa Bay?
No, man. Do I make fun of this gentleman here?
No, you have respect for him.
Why don't
you have
respect?
Right.
You know why? Because he's a big mother. That's why.
Now, Grandpa, I'm a pretty big boy. I'll kick your ass, too.
You what?
I mean, I'm a pretty big boy now. Stand up once, Grandpa. Let me see how big you are. How tall are you?
6'1".
Okay, you're taller than me, but I'm thicker than you are.
Yeah, you know where?
Where?
In the rear end. That's your That's it, man. What are you talking about?
I have never had, in my 13 years of being radio, I've never had an interview like this. This is actually kind of fun, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I don't know why we got off on such a bad foot at.
No, we didn't.
Well, you're talking about
No, I'm in a good mood.
Okay, cool. I've had you on the air before via the telephone, and you're much nicer.
I know.
You're much nicer.
No, that's a lie, man. That's a lie.
No, you are much nicer much more accommodating on the telephone. Yeah. But you come in here and you get mean to us.
Then
I could have had some stripper bitches with big titties hanging out for you if it would have made you happier. Whatever you need, Captain.
How are you going to get that?
Well, we just make a phone call and get a couple of the whores down here, and you would have been in such a great mood. Maybe I should have done that next time.
No, I don't go for that secondhand used stuff, man.
No, I'm just saying you could have
had that's pre-owned, man. I don't need that, man.
You could have had first dibs on them.
First dip?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, who can get a first dip in the Grand Canyon, man? What are you talking about? It's already been trail packed, man. Are you kidding me? So now, mules have been there.
So where are, who's your favorite football team, Grandpa?
I don't really have a favorite. I go back a long, long time before the expansion.
Like leather helmets and stuff like that, no face masks.
Yeah.
Back when the Giants and the had a good team.
Yeah.
Frank Gifford.
Tim Mara, Frank was... He blew his own horn. He wasn't that great a football player. Well, Johnny Unitas was a great football player.
For the old Baltimore Colts back in the day.
That was a good football player.
You're back in your prime back then. Yeah. Now, when did you guys actually shoot Munsters? When was those
40 years ago.
40 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was like back in the 50s, in the late 50s? 60s?
40 years ago is 60. when did you take your
late 50, early, early 60s?
Early 60s.
How long was it all filmed in Hollywood?
Yeah, Universal Studios.
And how long a run did you guys have? You guys were on TV for, two. You guys are still on. That's it?
That's it.
2 years.
2 years.
Now, it seems like it was longer than that.
38 years in syndication.
Wasn't it one year in black and white, one in color?
No, never was
never
in color.
Never color, just all
never
black and white.
Never in color. Black and white, there's an override about 20% on color. So CBS wanted Universal to pay the override, Universal, and Alphonse Gaston. Now, you pay it. No, you pay it. No, you... Nobody did, so we shot it in black and white.
I think
we made up in
justice.
Color. We were made up of color. We did the two films in color. I personally think the show holds up better in black and white.
I do too.
Yeah, looks good.
In black
it's
and
more
white.
Spookier.
Yeah,
black and white.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's certain types of genre like mystery, detective, horror. I think hold up better in black and white than he do in color.
I thought it was shot much longer than 2 years. That's a
it.
Little thing that I didn't know about. 2 years is it?
2 years.
And it's still in syndication.
Yeah, it still is. As a matter of fact, where you and I are talking right now, it's still running in 41 countries in respective languages.
Do you guys get paid for that? Or did you like the Brady Bunch?
Of course I got paid. You all look like a dummy, the Brady Bunch, man. What is the matter with you, Bubba? Good Lord.
You didn't even let me finish my question.
I know what your question was going to be.
What's it going to be?
That they didn't get any money.
They got screwed. And
I know, because they're dumb asses. Say it, man. Say it.
They're dumb asses.
Does this man here get as much money as Mr. Sapp? No, he don't. Because you didn't, and you didn't. Now, come on now. Don't be looking at them dirty pictures over there. Speak up, man, when you're spoken to.
Dave, go kick his ass right now.
Kick nothing.
I didn't get as much as Sapp. Yeah. I wasn't drafted as high as Sapp.
Yeah. And he's not black. Only black guys get that kind of money. White guys don't make
that
kind of money.
No, that's not true.
Oh, you tell me a white guy that makes Sapp kind of money. That's not a quarterback.
You mean an offensive...
Tell me a white offensive or defensive lineman that's making as much as Sapp.
He did. The guy,
come on, Gramps.
The,
come on,
the
Gramps.
Giant. Wait.
The Giant.
Jumbo. Jumbo.
No,
yeah.
Jumbo Elliott?
Yeah.
Jumbo Elliott makes 3 million. He makes half of what Sapp does.
Yeah.
What about Baselli?
Sure, because he was, that's right.
Baselli, yeah. He's not more than 4.5.
No. Sapp, 6.5.
No, not that. That's what they give out in the paper. Forget that, man.
No, he makes that.
He makes that, Grandpa.
He showed me his salary after taxes, and I can tell you when we go to break. You'd be surprised.
Oh, I don't care. Good luck to him.
Grandpa, you're a mean son of a bitch.
No, I ain't.
You're a cranky old fella.
You're a cranky old fella. I got some Viagra or some Genitol.
What the hell do I need Viagra for, man?
Well, maybe
I got enough wood to lay splinters. What the hell are you talking about? Viagra. That's for you guys, man.
Grandpa, are you still sexually active at 100 or how old you are? Are you still sexually active?
What do you mean how old I am? I'm young. I'm 90 years old, and I do it 3 times a week with my wife.
Really? She could put up with you? Now, are you as mean to her? Can we get her on the phone? I want to get her on the phone.
She is right now, she's at work.
Oh, Grandpa, as much money as you're making off syndication, you're making her work? How old is she, Grandpa? How old is your wife?
My wife is half my age.
Half? She's like 40-something.
Yeah, I know. You don't ask a woman her age, man.
No, I know that.
Especially when you're in the saddle, man. What a terrible question.
No.
Shoot, man.
So, Grandpa,
I'm telling you, these DJs are dumber than... Man, I'm telling you, man.
Except for Mankell. You love Mankell. You must be.
He's a good guy. Crazy, insane show.
He's not near as good as this show. This show's 10 times better than Mankell.
No,
show.
Forget it, man. Forget it, man.
I was doing the Mankell gimmick in Chicago back in 88, 89, about 4 years before that fat got there.
What? No.
In Chicago. I was in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing that gimmick way before
and you
ever
got
there.
Promoted to Tampa Bay.
Well, he cracks himself up. That's great.
They moved you up. Yeah.
I'll kick Mankell's ass. Nah, I swear to God I would.
Forget it. Yeah. You're not in his league.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
No, he's a good guy. I started with him when he was in the Bay Area.
In San Francisco?
Yeah.
What were you doing there? Hanging out there?
No, I do it on the phone.
Oh, on the phone.
On the phone. And then he moved to another city. And then Kansas City went or to something Chicago. Like that. Yeah. Well, he's originally from Kansas City.
Right.
Yeah.
He got kicked out of that town. Randy Miller got him thrown out.
No, he grew up in Kansas City.
And you know an awful lot about this guy. He's a regular jabroni-ass DJ. You know a lot about him. You know a lot about the man.
I do his show about the... I do a whole week on the show. I co-host the show with him when I go to Chicago.
Right.
I do it, I'd say, about 3 to 4 times a year.
What does he do that's so much different than what we do? I mean, what, like...
Well, it's the same crap.
Okay.
No. What I'm saying is that he's big. He's in the right place at the right time. You know, that's it. Well, what does Howard do? You know, nobody has done Howard more than I have. Nobody.
You've done Howard? How many times have you done Howard? 50 times? 20 times?
Yeah. Radio.
What do you guys usually
television.
Talk, what do you guys usually talk about when you go on Howard show? Besides what
kick his ass. That's the reason he has me. Because nobody else can. He thinks he's a quipster. Shit. He ain't nothing, man. No, so he loves me for that. No, I know him a long time. When he was at NBC, and then he got fired, and then he went to KISS. I did his TV show on Channel 9.
You know, you need your own radio show. Screw.
No, I don't need no damn radio show.
Well, screw. I mean,
I need them 18-year-old Japanese girls with heavy thighs and a round black hat. That's what I need. I get off on round black hats, man. DJs get off on shiny bumpers. That's all you guys can do. Them shiny bumpers. Shine them up, man.
Grandpa, call me stupid, but what's a
shiny... No, why would I do that and promote you? What are you talking about, call you stupid?
What's a shiny bumper? I don't understand. What's a shiny bumper?
You never get off on that? You don't get wood when you see a nice, sparkling, shiny bumper?
He's talking about a girl's derriere.
No, I ain't.
That's a shiny bumper to me, buddy.
What's a shiny bumper?
On an old 98...
Dave, can you help me out here, Dave? You hang out with the black guys in the locker room. Maybe you can. I don't know what a shiny.
They're big on their wheels and rims, but I've never
heard of a shiny bump.
No, nothing anybody's going to get wood off of.
Yeah, Dave, where's your hometown?
Jersey.
Where?
By Marstown, Lake of Pacon.
Oh, yeah.
Familiar with that?
Yeah.
Where are you at, New York?
Manhattan.
Are you right downtown?
Manhattan. Manhattan, yeah. And I have a house in California.
Grandpa.
And I have a house in Zurich, Switzerland.
Where the hell? What's a shiny bumper?
Huh? Yeah.
What's a shiny bumper, Grandpa?
On a car, a shiny bumper.
You talking about a woman's like vagina?
No, it had nothing to do with no woman, man. Nothing to do with no woman.
You get off on automobile. You get off on round hats, and I get off on shiny bumpers. But I want to know what I'm getting off on. A shiny bumper. Are you talking about a woman's shaved genitalia?
No. That's a reformed pedophile, man. Are you kidding me?
Oh, hold on.
Shaved.
Now, for those scoring at home, Grandpa Mustard.
Yeah, you ain't got the guts to molest them 10-year-olds. So you say to the 20-year-old, honey, when are you going to shave? When are you going to shave? What do you do with your old razor blades, honey?
Grandpa, I'm up to kick your ass or kick you out of the studio.
You ain't going to kick nothing. Forget it, man.
If you're going to call me a pedophile, Captain,
I didn't say that. I said that you don't have guts to be one.
You're damn right I don't got guts to be one. Who would want to be one?
Who?
Who would want to be a pedophile?
A lot of DJs I know.
Oh, God. A lot of old, mean-ass 91-year-olds.
No. They ain't no old, mean-ass ones.
Washed up, living in the 60s, mean-ass coming and being a mean dickhead grandpa's being a pedophile. Not me, Grandpa. Oh, now you're not talking to me.
I'll let the applause die down for that thing you just said. Nobody understood a word what you said, man. Good Lord, mashed potatoes. Some people dancing, you speaking, man.
Dave, have you ever seen a piece of work like this?
My wife was right. My wife's from New York. She's from Staten Island.
Staten Island. I had a comedy club there on New Dolphin Road.
Tell a story, Dave.
Evidently, my wife, when she was probably 10 years old,
saw
you somewhere and asked you for an autograph, and you told her to get out of her face.
You were mean to
her. She said, You told her to get out of your face.
Never. That's not true. She was 10 years old.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And you
scarred
her for life.
Never down an autograph in my life.
Well, you scarred me for the rest of my life.
Never.
You scarred me for the rest of my life.
All I did was laid onto a few that are already dead, man. What are you talking about?
I want to get on the phone right now and let everybody talk to Captain.
Yeah, get somebody on the phone, man.
Grandpa Munster being
Let's not talk about your face. It looks like a road map, man.
Grandpa Munster being an asshole in the studio this morning. I'm fixing to kick his ass. I've never kicked a 91-year-old man's ass. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, get the old man off the radio. He sucks.
Grandpa, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, well, what, are you going to respond to it? Hello?
No. That's one intelligent listener you have. Let's see how many we can add to it.
Good morning, hello.
Hello, Bubba. How are you?
Good. I got Grandpa Munster on the phone being real, real mean to everybody.
Yes, I heard him on the radio.
And you don't necessarily appreciate him being mean now, do you?
I think he sounds like a sweet old man. Oh,
okay. That's it, baby.
Now,
just
Grandpa,
leave your room number. That's
Grandpa,
it, baby.
What's the youngest woman you've banged in modern day, Grandpa? I mean, you tell her to leave her room number, so you're insinuating that you want to sleep with her, but like, what's
no,
like?
No, I'm not.
How young would you go? How young would you go? 18?
19? 19.
Being 90, have you ever been with an 18-year-old, having been 90?
No. When I was 31 in Newport News, Virginia, I was with a woman who was 90.
When you were 31.
Yeah.
So let's reverse what we're talking
about.
Man,
that was so old, the fuzz done wore off.
But like in your mind.
You don't think that's going to happen? What's the matter with you,
Dave?
I can't even envision doing a 90. I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I couldn't even imagine finding anything at all appealing about a 90-year-old.
Well, you're sick, Grandpa. You're sick.
It was appealing. She insisted.
Did you give it up for the team?
Did she pay you? Did she pay you?
No. She crept into the bed.
That for the love of God, your grandpa, you could get better than a 90-year-old.
No, at 31.
Hey, you're Grandpa Munster.
What are you talking about, man? At 31, I wasn't Grandpa Munster. Damn fool. What is the matter with you?
Well, what were you at 31? Just some mean-ass some bitch, or what were you?
I mean, what were you doing when you were 31?
I was a merchant seaman. I was a seaman. And we pulled into Norfolk, and the guy who was from that area, all the way up in the hills, man. I went up there.
And you banged
his grandmother. His grandmother.
You banged
her. Never been to a big city. Shut up, man! damn. Can't believe this guy. She had never been to a big city. And she crept in the bed and said, give me some money and this and this and this. And hey, man, before you know it, nature took over, man. That's it.
She was 91, Grandpa, and you banged her. That's sick.
No, it ain't.
Yeah.
No, it ain't. Well, no, it ain't. It was dried and tight. No, it ain't sick.
I can't imagine, though.
I know you can't imagine. When was the last time you got any 90 or 19 or whatever?
Well, last night. Yeah,
well, what's the hesitation? Well.
How much trouble would I get into if I came around and smacked Grandpa right in the face?
Yeah, you wouldn't get into any trouble.
Well,
you would have to call 911 because I'll kick your rear end, man.
Dave, you dare me to go over and whoop up on Grandpa?
Absolutely.
Good morning, hello. You're on with mean-ass Grandpa.
86, this dude. I don't know where he's from. I don't know where Howard's from. I was born right here. This cat's got to go, dude.
Where you got to go? I'll tell you where you got to go, to the chicken farm. Was there short of...
You're on with Grandpa Mean Ass Munster.
This is the most entertaining interview in a long ass time.
Yeah, I would say, by far. It's the biggest shoot we've had going in a long time. Hello?
You need to bitch slap him.
Yeah, would you like to try it, you asshole sphincter?
Look at me and my friend Hulk Hogan come out and kick your ass, Grandpa.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan ain't gonna do nothing, man.
Why
Are
not?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Do you ever piss people off so bad, Grandpa, that they try to fight you?
Yeah.
And what happens? I mean, are you pretty tough?
Yeah, you call 911.
For you or them?
No, but them.
Oh, really?
No.
You're getting senile and mean in your old age, Grandpa. I just thought you were nice and loving and friendly to the kids. And
well, look how many years you've been wrong, Bubba.
A few more calls with mean-ass Grandpa Munster.
Hey, hello there. How are you?
What you doing, Grandpa?
What I'm doing?
You a senior citizen sodomizer?
A senior citizen? Why, are you a senior citizen? You want some sodomizing? Is that what you want? I hope you're wearing clean underwear, man.
You dirty old man, you senior citizen sodomizer.
You already said that.
Good morning, hello, y'all, with Grandpa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Bubba, but hey, Grandpa.
How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
See, now this is an intelligent man.
You're the first person Grandpa's been nice to. Yeah,
hey, no, because he's intelligent.
Well, I'm intelligent too, Grandpa.
No, you ain't. No, nobody's ever made that accusation and had it hold up in court.
Manson, can I ask you your spin on this whole deal, Manson?
Oh, this is the best.
Okay.
This is fabulous.
Go ahead now. You're on with Grandpa Munster Live.
Hey, Bubba, is it just me or is Grandpa Munster a wigger?
He's calling you a
what?
He's calling you a wigger.
A wigger.
A wigger.
You know what that is?
It's a white black guy wannabe.
Is that what it is?
That's what he called you just
now. Oh, all right. Good.
Any response back to that?
No. I can't deal with retards. No.
It's the retard hour with Grandpa Munster in the studio this morning.
I can't deal with that, man.
Good morning, Al.
Yeah.
What's up, Bubba?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening, brother? Yeah, you all right, man?
I'm trying to tell you you're looking good.
Yeah, you're looking good. You know that I can see from here you're looking good, man.
I like to get Sap on the phone with Grandpa Munster. Warren Sap. Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Grandpa is giving you a run for your money, Bubba.
You damn right I am. I'm leaving him in the dust. Leaving him in the dust.
What was that?
The Nabisco owl?
The less I say, Dave, I think the more of an asshole Grandpa looks like. Do you agree? Grandpa, you're making yourself look like an asshole, so I'm just going to keep letting you do it because I think people are.
Let's keep going back to the phone. Because that's the only way we get interesting. I haven't gotten one interesting thing from you yet, man. Every time you get stuck, you say, now, Dave, what do you think? Now, Dave, what do you think? And what happens to Mari in here? Hey, Dave. He ain't here. I got to think about something myself. Yeah,
In Bubba's defense, he does do a good job of keeping conversation going in general.
Yeah. Where?
But when you're not here.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What would happen, Dave, Manson, Brent, Spice Boy, if I would get up there and just bitch slap Grandpa Munster now?
What do you mean what would happen? Nothing would happen.
Would he sue me?
I might actually enjoy it.
Would he sue me? It'd be on entertainment?
Absolutely. You would definitely. Yeah, it would definitely make like extra and the whole deal.
Well, get the camera out so when I finally
put it on Bubba TV.
We got some footage of it. Good morning, hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
What's up? It's Keith Bennett.
Hey, Keith Bennett. Brooke Bennett's father. You know Brooke Bennett, the Olympic swimmer, Grandpa? Did you watch the Olympics at all?
Some of it. That name is familiar.
Brooke Bennett's the girl who won two gold medals from this area. This is her father. Right. This is her father right here.
Oh, hi. How are you, Mr. Bennett?
I'm doing great. Hey, is this the Grandpa Munster from the Really Monsters?
That's correct, sir.
Not the Munsters, the Munsters.
Right.
The Munsters, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, you better check his birth certificate because he's got to be over 90.
He is. He's 90 exactly, as a matter of fact.
90. Last April. April. Last day in April. April 30th. This coming April, I'll be 91.
That explains it, Cap. I keep wanting to call him Captain. That explains it, Grandpa. You're a Taurus. See, and I'm a Taurus. That's why we're not getting along. We're butting heads right now.
Right.
If you believe in that astrological kind of stuff.
No, I don't.
No. Is it Keith? You know, you're a hardworking man out there in his 40s. Is it not? Is it me or is Grandpa Munster being a little bit of a dickhead today?
Oh no, he's just being an old man.
Old crotch.
Is that what we all have to look forward to, or what?
God, if I'm that mean, how could you... Now, Grandpa, when you meet these young 18, 19-year-old chicks that you screw, are you that mean to them, or are you trying to be a little bit more smooth?
No, I'm very nice to them.
Brooke Bennett is on the phone. She's the three-time Olympiad gold medal. What's up, Brooke Bennett?
Hi, how are you doing?
How are you, dear?
I'm getting my ass kicked by Grandpa Munster right now.
Are you really?
Yeah. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great. How are you?
That's wonderful. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Good.
Yeah. I first of all, would you shut up, man? I'm trying to talk to the woman.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, Grandpa, before I kick your ass. Go ahead.
Yeah, you ain't going to kick nothing, man.
You want to arm wrestle for $100?
No, I don't want to arm wrestle nothing. Nothing.
You want to exchange punches?
No, I'd like to talk to the young lady.
All right, go ahead.
All right?
Brooke, Grandpa.
I want to congratulate you for what you did.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're the only person he's been nice to so far.
Oh, well, I'm honored.
No, you're a nice person.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's right.
You're such an ass kisser, Grandpa. You're only nice to her. You're being mean to everybody else, but you're kissing her ass.
No, I wasn't mean to Dave.
No, he was nice to me.
A little bit mean to you.
No, I wasn't.
A little bit.
Oh, my God, turn the lights down. Grandpa's even scarier when the lights are on.
Oh, that was a funny line. Oh, boy, that was a funny. I've been here 19 minutes, and he said a funny line. And now we know why he's still in Tampa Bay.
Are you listening to this, Brooke?
Yeah. I actually just got back in my car. I was working out.
Right.
So I just.
What you do, jogging?
Out.
What were you when you say working?
No, hold on, Grandpa, you dumbass. She's a swimmer, so she's working out. What do you think?
So what?
No,
people
swim.
People do jog.
She swims.
And that's the only exercise you do, dear?
No, I do more exercises.
Okay, would you tell her to this lunkhead over here?
Do you do any jogging?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I'm waiting for the apology there.
I'm waiting for you to apologize.
Chubby Pickle, I'm waiting.
I'm waiting for you to apologize for you being an asshole for all since you've been here since a quarter till.
Wow.
All right, Brooke, I got to find some other girls. Thank you.
Okay.
Call me tomorrow.
I will.
Bye-bye now. Good morning, hello. So you can't make
fun.
Yes, ma'am. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're on with Grandpa Mean-Ass Monster in the studio this morning.
Grandpa Mean-Ass Monster.
Grandpa, this is a woman for you.
How are you?
Grandpa, you going to talk?
He's tapped out.
I think he's dead.
He's tapped out.
Grandpa, are you dying over there? I'm going to be the guy that killed Grandpa Monster. Grandpa Monster is going to die in my studio. We will make national...
Don't kill him. He's too nice.
You think he's nice? You don't think that he's been rude and mean the entire time he's been here this morning?
Well, what comes around goes around.
Oh! Oh, mother! What that young lady said. Oh.
Hootie on the phone.
Oh, I got somebody to meet your match now. You ready for this one? Hulk Hogan live on the phone.
Hey, man, you know, I thought I was seeing things, but last night, really late, when I was going through the McDonald's drive-thru, you know,
right?
I saw that perverted old man. When I looked into McDonald's, he was sitting in the back corner. He had that skunk stripe through his hair still, and with his left hand, he had his little half-inch piz eater in his left hand, you know, and as he was tugging on it, He pulled his dentures out of his mouth, and he had a Big Mac he just finished eating. He was sucking the cheese out of his dentures and hanging on to his pez after with the other hand, that old Munster, that pervert right there.
Hulk Hogan, Grandpa Munster. Now, you know how Hulk Hogan is, obviously.
He was trying to squirt some cheese on his dentures.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Hulk Hogan
never was a McDonald's. I don't know what the heck he's talking
Hulk
about.
Hulk Hogan would never lie. He said you were
McDonald's. Yeah, I know. He would never lie. Yeah, I know.
He said he saw you at McDonald's doing a double swerve gimmick on the deal. Yeah.
But, hey, you know the worst part of that Munster show?
What was that?
Was him. He sucked. He really sucked.
Hulk Hogan said that you sucked on the Munsters, Grandpa. Grandpa, talk to Hulk Hogan, the infamous Hulk Hogan.
I got nothing to say to him.
The only person that can shut Grandpa Munster up.
No, he didn't shut me up.
Yeah, you did. He shut
everybody up, man.
He shut you up. He put it right back in your face, Grandpa.
What back?
Hootie shot a promo on him.
Hootie just shot a promo. He's been shooting promos for years. The only guy that can
shoot. Goodbye.
Oh, I'm not hanging up on Hootie. I'm not hanging up on Hootie.
I gotta go take a Grandpa and wipe my Munster up.
Grandpa, the only guy to get you to shut up was Hulk Hogan.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No.
You shut up. You were scared.
I don't talk to stupid people who lie. I've never been to McDonald's here. I don't know what he's talking about.
Hogan makes $15 million a year.
I don't care what he makes. I don't care what he makes.
He was critiquing your television program, and you wouldn't.
Well, what do I care? Hey, every asshole has an opinion.
Let's just go on record and say the only person that would shut Grandpa up would be Hulk Hogan.
Okay. Right.
Hulk Hogan.
I just want to get a pair of scissors and shave his sideburns down.
Oh, yeah. Can we shave your sideburns down, Grandpa?
Flailing.
No. I'm ready to leave.
Okay, Grandpa. Do you want to get my face down and be all hard-ass like you want to? Because I will kick your ass.
No. Thank you very much.
Let me show you how big I am, Grandpa.
Thank you.
Look at me. You don't want to see how big I am. Look, you think you're old hunchback of Notre Dame, Grandpa.
Thank you.
You don't want none of this, Grandpa. See you there, Grandpa. Go back on the Man Cow Show.